Zondervan presents Where is God When It Hurts? By Philip Yancey. Read by Maurice England. Preface. There's a cardinal rule in book publishing that applies equally to brain surgery and auto mechanics. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Since people are still buying the original Where is God When It Hurts, I may be breaking that rule by attempting a major revision. I wrote Where's God When It Hurts back in the mid-1970s, when I was in my mid-20s. In the years that have passed since then, I've never ceased thinking about the subject. Like a dog on a fresh spoor, I keep circling around the problem of pain, searching for clues. In that time, I've also heard from hundreds of readers, many of whom wrote wrenching letters describing their own odysseys with pain. For these reasons, I felt it necessary to go back to a work I'd completed long ago and bring it up to date. Many biblical scholars date the book of Job as the oldest in the Bible, and it amazes me that the questions Job voiced so eloquently have not faded away. They have grown even louder and shriller over the centuries. A recent novel, The Only Problem, gets its title from a phrase in a conversation about how a good God can allow suffering. It's the only problem, in fact, worth discussing, concludes the main character. Another thing amazes me. Books on the problem of pain divide neatly into two groupings. The older ones, by people like Aquinas, Bunyan, Donne, Luther, Calvin, and Augustine, ungrudgingly accept pain and suffering as God's